Hey everyone, Madonna and David here from New Leaf Natural Therapies. We want to talk about the three biggest things we need to do to lose weight. So basically the three things we need to do, you've got to get to the core of the emotional gear, you've got to get the hormones right, and you've got to get detoxification happening. So with the getting to the core of the problem, obviously the ACEs study, you know, we know that if there's trauma in childhood, that can lead to weight and weight issues. Can you talk to a couple of reasons why this is?
The other day, I was watching a video about ADHD with a doctor called Dr. K. He's a really interesting guy to look up. And
CAVE.
no, K.
Oh, Dr. K. Okay,
He's got
cool.
a YouTube channel called Healthy Gamer.
Right.
And he's a psychiatrist, deals with addictions. And but he did a really interesting little thing about how the neurobiology works in ADHD. And so people with ADHD often have weight issues, and some of the ADHD symptoms and trauma symptoms aren't that unaligned.
Yeah, I was, yes,
And
they're quite
so
connected.
they overlap a little bit. And so there's some similar things. And with one of the problems with people with ADHD is they don't have the same dopamine reward system.
Right.
So a normal person will they have a craving of five for food.
Yes.
And then when they eat the food, they'll get a dopamine reward that's approximate the same. They'll get a five reward. Now, the sad thing about some ADHD people is because of the way their dopamine reward system is different, they'll get a craving of five, but when they eat it, their dopamine only gives them a reward of two.
Right, so then they want more of the same thing.
Well, it's a really sad thing
Yeah.
actually for people with ADHD because they have to learn different ways of managing that thing.
Yeah.
But just like with people with childhood trauma, they recommend that you deal with the emotional underlying stuff in a primary way
Yes.
because it's like a, what do you call that effect when it steamrolls?
Yeah, absolutely.
So as that goes on, as people put on weight, as you know, it affects different hormones,
Yes. Yeah,
which
so once our tummy fat, I think the numbers are if our waist is more than 32 inches or 32 and a half inches for women and 34 and a half inches for men, then our abdominal fat becomes the major endocrine organ of the body and
right.
releases over 32 hormones all the time. And those hormones do, and I know this is where you're going,
Yeah,
so
with,
sorry.
say, depression.
Yeah, so they basically shut down the thyroid, shut down our detoxification pathways. They're more likely to increase inflammation. Things like depression and ADHD very much involved in inflammation in the brain. So yeah, there's a huge connection between that tummy fat.
And it becomes a cycling thing. So they predict people with ADHD who, you know, have slight weight problems when they're young will be overweight by the time they're 16.
Yes.
And there's a number of different, you know, they say the best things to do, like exercise is obviously one of them. But dealing with the emotional stuff underneath
Got to be done.
is a key thing. And I mean, that's something that kinesiology and counseling both deal with, getting
Yeah.
that underlying emotional stuff. Because people with ADHD they're corrected more often than other
Yeah.
people, and they're brought to attention more, say in
Yes.
school and at home too.
Yeah.
They're just
And
in more trouble than everyone else, and so they'll often need emotional healing just to get started
yeah.
because they've got a deficit the other kids or even the other adults don't have.
Yeah.
They
And
get
until people actually, because quite often people haven't recognized where things started. So it's not until you start chatting to people and having that time, because in a doctor's office, they've got 4 to 6 minutes in Australia, you know, so there's not enough time. And all of a sudden they're on three scripts, you know, and that is messing with the neurology of the brain long term then.
Oh, three scripts, like as in
Antidepressants, antipsychotics, anti-anxiety. I
well, yeah,
mean,
that's right.
you
Well,
know,
with
it's
the
like,
ADHD, there'll be all sort of amphetamines and blockers and
yeah, so beta blockers and yeah, so uppers and downers.
yeah.
Uppers
Well,
in the morning and
they
downers
try
at
to
night.
address that dopamine system, and I mean, people take them, and if they take them for short periods, they get a catapult of focus. And
Right.
like so many people I know, and my wife knows who started on them, all of a sudden they're getting good marks. All of
Yeah.
a sudden they can have a positive effect, but
Yeah. And I'd like to quickly mention the detoxification because there was a study they did with massively obese people. So we're talking 120 20 kilos, 130 kilos and higher.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they found was the people over a five-year period who did not detoxify while they were losing weight were just as likely to die from the effects of chronic obesity as those who didn't lose weight at all. So when we are losing weight, and this is a sort of always good to chat to your counselor or your practitioner about, if you're losing weight in any method and you're not doing something to detoxify, and that can be methylation, you know, so methylated bees, it can be things that help to pick up the thyroid, because if you pick up your thyroid, that allows better detoxification through your gut, your liver, your kidneys.
Or detoxing herbs, like what's Backtrack's got in it?
Yeah,
or,
so lots of essential oils are amazing.
The other day, the
So yeah, so Parex, so detoxification can be things like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or parasites and things like that. Mm-hmm. Because the other thing about ADHD is sometimes there is a huge parasite issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that one. That's one of the first things you learn naturopathically with kids with ADHD and inability to sit still, ants in the pants and that sort of thing. 9 times out of 10, they've got parasites.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they may need to be on not antibiotics, huh? They might need to be on something anti-parasitic for 3, 4, 5 days every month around the full moon.
Right.
Because that's when parasites lay heaps of eggs and they go crazy. They do. Farmers have always known that. So farmers in Australia always, they get much more bang for their buck doing their dipping and parasite cleansing around the full moon.
Right.
Farmers have known that for 100 years.
Mm.
Cool, eh? Yeah.
Sounds like astrology.
Yeah. So there's lots of detoxification methods that there's also lots of herbs that help to detox. Red clover is really good for the bloodstream. Cleavers and poke root are really great for the lymphatic system. Dandelion root is really good for the liver. Dandelion leaves are really good for the kidneys. You know, so, and even having things like tea, you know, so parsley, just a sprig of parsley, organic, of course, in a hot thing of tea, and then drinking that, that's really good for the kidneys.
Green tea is very good for ADHD because it's a stimulant and it's got some other things in it that are similar to the drugs that are milder.
It's great for phase two liver detoxification.
Right.
Part of green tea, it actually opens up the frontal cortex.
Right.
So
which
rather
is an ADHD problem.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to somebody about a kid with ADHD and they're like 11.
Yeah.
And they're going, and I said, well, green tea's good for it. And I showed them a study because it's got two things that help with ADHD specifically, and they found it. And they go, oh, we're worried about our kid getting addicted to tea. You know, because I said put it in a flask of water cold.
Yeah, right.
And
that's
I go,
funny.
Yeah, but you're okay with the amphetamines. And tea's like a much milder and, you know, less intrusive. If they were
Absolutely.
To be addicted to it, it's better to be addicted if you can get an outcome with your combination of things.
And with all of those things, always try to get organic green tea because they grow a hell of a lot of green tea around the world in places where there's huge pesticide uses.
Right.
So then you can be taking in those pesticides at the same time, which isn't great because green tea is so fantastic for the liver.
Mm.
You know, it really helps phase two liver detoxification, which means our body's breaking down crap. And if we don't have phase two liver detoxification going on.
Pesticides don't help the bugs in the body.
No. but what they do, just thinking about that. So funnily enough, pesticides are another obesogen.
Right.
So they actually mess with our ability to detoxify. And thinking about, because I've had so many people over the years, more so women, you know, initially, but as people get older, everyone's making the same amount of estrogen if they're overweight. Just sort of joking. But our tummy fat, literally, you know, so our tummy fat, one of the things it can do is convert estrogen in women to be testosterone, which makes them really masculine and angry, or it can convert it to a dodgy form of estrogen, which can make them teary.
What does that?
The tummy fat
right.
does a conversion of estrogen. And the other thing with men with tummy fat, it can convert testosterone into estrogen. Mm. So all of these things can be messing with our mind and our moods and our happiness and our health and our ability to feel motivated and, you know, wanting to kick into action.
Well, speaking of motivation, one of the things they found with the neurobiology with ADHD is that ADHD have people have a problem with motivation.
Yeah.
And so the part of the brain to stimulate that, they find so because some people might have an injury, it's really hard to exercise.
Yes.
Some people might be just very hard to get started. And they'll go, oh, I've tried it before and it didn't work. But what Dr. Kay was saying, that you want to, like, try something different. So what you've done before, try it different. Or have, if you're going to do it 5 days a week, have a different routine every day, not the same one. Like you can do a
And get
different
friends
routine.
involved, get family involved, get, you know, some, you know, get some fun happening.
Well,
You
if
know,
you
what's going to
can.
be fun?
But often the family's the difficulty in getting
Well, maybe
motivated.
joining groups as well, you know, it's
But the point is using novelty as a motivator,
yes.
because people with ADHD generally have, they're distracted by, they're distracted a lot more than other people, and they don't come back. So novelty is something that's good to steer them with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so hormones are really quite important because if we're running on adrenaline all the time, and once again, counseling and kinesiology can both help that, because until we recognize that what's going on in our brains, we just think this is normal. And when it's normal and we don't get the outcome we're after, we think there's nothing we can do. So therefore, actually knowing the neurology and discussing that with a counselor so that you go, oh, that's how the brain
Because
works.
what he says too, the underlying thing is the emotional dysregulation. People
Absolutely.
with AD, they've not only got a neuro, but there's an emotional dysregulation
Yeah.
too. And so if you can deal with the emotional deregulation first,
Yes.
the others can sequentially follow in order more
Yeah.
easily. Whereas if you go from the other part, because mainly people with ADHD have an emotional regulate, like even with the eating. So what they say is that you've got to do, because they've got this dopamine deficit they're really craving, and then when they get the food, it doesn't feel that good.
Yeah.
And so what
Or
they
the one
say,
glass of wine doesn't work, you need 12.
and so it's the same with a lot of
Yeah.
things. And so what you got to do, they recommend, is you have to learn to savor things
Yeah.
and like eat slowly. And one thing that they had their people on their program is on their weight loss program, if you're going to have something sweet, you have to cook it yourself.
Yeah, right.
So you're allowed to eat anything you want, but if they're in the category of fun foods, you have to do some cooking.
Yeah,
And
okay.
they found that very effective, because it's reducing that time,
Yes.
that immediate dopamine hit, which isn't even effective with an ADHD.
Yeah.
You're eating all this stuff and you're not even feeling good.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of a sad thing for the people.
Oh, and it sucks because, you know, that can be scoff, 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 scoff. So within, you know, 15 minutes, you can eat 2,000 calories and then
The whole
you're
thing of ice
behind for the
cream.
day. And then people get that guilt. Then they go, oh, well, I've screwed it up for today, so I might as well keep eating.
Not only that, they've used up their dopamine supply early in the morning, so they've got
Yeah.
nothing left for the afternoon, because they're trying to get a big hit if they
Yeah.
start early.
And then if it happened to be someone who is on some of these uppers and downers, so the beta blockers at nighttime before bed, those beta blockers can mess with our oxalate supplies. So once again, any of these things can just mess with our supplies of nutrients in our body.
But oxalates are a toxin.
Oxalates are if when we're not digesting it, absolutely.
But they're a byproduct.
They're yes,
Of
and
it.
they're in
And
a
they're
lot
also,
of
the body produces them as well.
yes.
And so, but there's a lot of low oxalate foods.
There are a lot of low oxalate foods, but within 40 minutes of a high oxalate meal, so you might start your day with, say, almond milk and spinach leaves and berries and blitz it all up. That's a massively high oxalate
Well,
meal. So within,
you'd be better off with cashews and milk and low
well, some
oxalate things.
low oxalate nuts. I can't remember where cashews are.
Cashews are low
Okay,
oxalate.
cool. Yeah, so
Cashews, peanuts, and
no,
walnuts.
peanuts are high.
Oh, they say, well, it depends which
Peanuts are
list
high.
you look. Well,
Well, exactly. You know, but that's why you've got to, you know, follow someone who's actually looked. Sorry, but yeah, peanuts are quite
but
high.
also you can do what you can do and leave a little bit out.
Yeah.
Like slow reduction is better than no reduction.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. So I think we covered those three things we were going to chat about.
Yeah, nice. So it's generally that, fat produces hormones. And once the hormones, then there's depression, say, and then there's more eating, and then
Yeah.
there's, and
Because I can
getting.
tell you what, if you've got tummy fat, there's no way your body is releasing too much serotonin. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
You've shut
lowers
down.
serotonin.
Yeah.
And what does it make you, insulin resistant?
Yeah,
There's so many
exactly.
negative things that come off it
Yeah.
that get worse over time.
Yeah. So we just thought we really also wanted to mention today that David can do after hours appointments, you know, via Zoom. So if that suits anyone, do you know your mobile
Well,
phone number?
Tuesday, 0400 778 362.
Cool.
Send me a text, if that's easy.
Or ring and leave a message, whatever suits. Yeah. But yeah, we just wanted to mention that because we're obviously here in the clinic here on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is awesome, but available to do after hours as well, if that suits all
Yeah,
our
because
busy people out
getting the
there.
emotional things done first,
Yeah, got to get it out.
they can help with the physical things because they're like core, you know.
Yeah. Like it is amazing how often, like even if you just do a visualization, for example, and ask your body to go back in time to say 3 years old and imagine what your life was like at 3 years old and imagine how old your parents were at 3 years old and see how they were interacting. And then when you start seeing that stuff going on, if there was, say, trauma and abuse, all of a sudden your brain goes, oh, I'm not to blame for this. I was 3 years old and this was going on around me. So
Yeah.
until we change those stories in our head, because so many people think they were responsible for divorce or they were responsible for being hit or they were responsible for being even sexually abused, because even people like Oprah out there saying, you know, if they're good at it, it feels good, you know, feel like slapping her. So, you know, it's sort of one of those
Well,
things.
there is,
Abuse
isn't
is
it?
abuse. Well, it doesn't matter. It's still abuse.
But it's
And then
also
people have
very good
guilt for the
stuff.
rest of their lives and they don't need that guilt. They were
Yeah,
abused,
it's good to deal with that.
you know.
In therapy, or there's a lot of information online now you can start to learn about it yourself.
Yeah, but I find a lot of people have been sexually abused. So when I say, and men and women alike, which is, and from such a young, evil age, so young, this can happen to people and that can really set them up for all sorts of health issues.
Well, and
Anyway, so
emotional attachment issues.
yeah. So anyway, we just want to have a quick chat and have a great day. Love you all. Talk soon.